This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's time for Late Night here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. And our next guest who's going to join us for a couple of segments for the next 30 minutes, I've actually known Tony G, as everybody likes to call him. His name is Tony Gragielko, a big-time fight promoter here in Minnesota. I've known Tony now for, I want to say, it's been about 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, right about that.
Yeah, because it was a couple years before I left to go to Kansas City. And we met and made a connection, and then I started going and supporting not only you, but Caleb Truex and his fights, and we just become good friends ever since. But thanks for coming down to Late Night here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. This is not your first time, though, coming down to the station. Why don't you tell a story about somebody you connected with many years ago?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me down. Like, I've been down here several times. It's kind of a throwback for me to be down here. Dark and I had a very good relationship. Dark was a huge boxing fan. So, yeah, I've been down here several times. He used to have me down every couple months, you know, chop it up about boxing, talk a bit about poker and cards. And yeah, it was just cool, man. He was one of the greatest.
He was one of the really great radio guys here in town. Great personality. And he really got along with so many different people. And even though at that time when I was a K-Fan and he was here, we bonded, we connected over horse racing.
Yeah,
and
yep.
Then clearly, you know, he had a love for like late night NBA basketball games. And we're talking basketball and clearly the fight game as well. So he's somebody that we're always going to miss, the great Dark Star. And I'm honored to be in his old time slot to be talking sports on WCCO.
Yeah, this is nothing's really changed here. This is still Dark's place, man. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about a few things here tonight. And I wanted to start with just, we made a connection because I value and like boxing. And I do like MMA and UFC and stuff like that. And I even, like, over a week ago, I went to a UFC out in Vegas, 239. I met John Jones and Francis and you know, Ngannou and stuff like that, whatever. But my heart is always going to be with boxing. Like, that's from a historical standpoint, and you think about all the greats that have been a part of boxing, it's legendary. And I'm going to always love that. So we connected through the sport of boxing. Boxing in Minnesota, man, it's something that so many people are hyped about. They're into it. And we've seen the great crowds at the Armory and the resurgence of that facility. Just kind of talk about what it is about the sport of boxing that so many fans here in Minnesota love.
Yeah, well, you know, boxing here in Minnesota's got a rich history. Back in even the early 1900s, we had some of the best fighters, you know, to come out of, come out of Minnesota, you know, some of the best fighters in the world. But lately, I mean, it's red hot. You know, guys like Jamal James, fighters like Robert Brandt, young fighters like David Colon, who's turning pro, who's just, you know, lit up the amateurs, you know, of course. And then Caleb Truex, who's done nothing but overachieve his whole career. You know, his kid's a sensation. Nobody can talk enough about Caleb, but a kid, you know, graduated from University of Minnesota, walked his way up through the amateur rankings, did a little bit of tough man tournaments, and of course, you know, worked his way through the pros and became a world champion. So there's nothing more to be said about that kid.
Yeah, it's a rich tradition, like you just mentioned, and I don't know what it is about just overall just the sport that attracts so many fans, but it's absolutely taken off, and we've seen so many really good fights and cards here lately at the Armory. Okay, and it's been the attachment of the Armory and Fox Sports 1. Talk a little bit about Fox Sports 1 just really being attached to coming to Minnesota and being a part of these fights.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Al Haymon has been a cornerstone of boxing over the last 10, 15 years. He's really brought this PBC brand that's been broadcast on Fox Sports 1. And then, of course, Ned Abdul and Rich Richardson and the guys over at the Armory, what they've did to remodel the place, and then, of course, push boxing back upon us is just amazing. And these guys are VIPs, man. They're amazing. But yeah, I love where we're going with boxing. And not just Fox or FS1 or Fox Sports 1, but now August 31st with the Caleb Truex fight, the rematch between Caleb Truex and Peter Quillen. We're bringing Fox nationally. Yeah. I mean, they're the biggest broadcast station in the world, you know, Fox. So it's amazing. It's amazing what we're doing here.
Yeah, that's a step up because Fox Sports 1, that's a major deal, but Fox is even bigger. That's the big deal there. So let's just go back a ways. So before we even talk about, you know, moving forward with the sport and the art of boxing, talk about what led you to the sport of boxing. Like, how did you become the boxing promoter that you are today?
Yeah, well, you know what? So
give me some insight. I've never asked you this off air.
Right, yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool. I grew up around boxing all my life. My father boxed and been exposed to boxing. Loved to compete. I grew up wrestling, boxing, fighting. Geez, when I was a kid, I had a lot of fights in bars, you know, so I had a lot of fun with that. I had a really good amateur career. I was sidelined with an injury, but I still continued forward, had a few pro fights, and I just wasn't the same fighter. My elbow was 15 screws, two plates, and a wire holding my arm together for many years. And
the injuries take their toll, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I never was able to really blossom into anything special, but the passion and the love for boxing and I guess the ability to really network and build a persona around that, I was able to leverage that into a boxing promotional deal. At the time, Scott Ledoux was still alive, the late, great Scott Ledoux, probably one of the best fighters, you know, to come through Minnesota. Scott asked me, he said, "Hey, kid, you know, you're well-spoken, you know, you're educated, you got a little pizzazz to yourself, you know, you thought about being a boxing promoter." And I was like, yeah, you know, at the time, I think Joey Abell was just coming up. I was really interested in working with Joey Abell. And so I was like, yeah, I'll jump into the promotional ring and throw my hat in the ring per se, you know. And so I did my first event, November 17th, 2006 at the Target Center, which was a big, big nut to bite off, you know. Knocked it out of the park. We were able to leverage that into Anthony Bonsante, Matt Vanda, which at the time was the highest grossing boxing event in Minnesota history.
Yeah, I know those names.
Yep. Incredibly well attended, and yeah, the rest, as I say, is history. We brought Mike Tyson in, not for a fight, but, you know, co-promoted with Mike Tyson in several events.
I came back to town for that too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yep. That was awesome.
That was at the cool. Target Center.
Yeah. It was awesome. I met Tyson back when I was in Vegas a few months later. Actually, I apologize, it was probably a year later, and he came up, he talked to me, he's like, "Yeah, I remember, you know, working with you," and it was cool, man. It was pretty awesome because as a kid, you know, everybody liked Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, but he was a little bit, I was a little too young for Sugar Ray Leonard, Hearns, the rest of the guys. You know, I was born in 77, you know, they probably were at their prime in 84, 85. Well, when Mike Tyson was coming up, that's when Mike Tyson's Punch-O came out. I mean, Tyson was my guy.
You
I
knew about
him.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So for me to be able to work with Mike Tyson was just unbelievable.
No question about it. We're talking to fight promoter Tony Gragielko on Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to say rest in peace to one of the greats that recently just passed away on Sunday, and that's Sweet Pea.
Parnell Whitaker,
yep. Who passed away at the age of 55, and it was an automobile accident. He was actually, I think he was a pedestrian walking and ended up getting hit by a vehicle, but 55, it's way too young. But he was one of the greats, man. You talk about a guy that was really good, and, you know, a lot of times, or not even a lot of times, but there's certain individuals that are so good that they'll say pound for pound, and he's one of those individuals that they utilize that statement for, the pound for pound best boxer.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he was the unifier. I think at one time, well, I guess I don't know what the stats are on his unification, but he was, if you look at talent, I'd probably say you got Ray Leonard, who I spoke about earlier. Floyd Mayweather it's hard to not say Floyd Mayweather is not one of the best of all time, but Parnell is right there with all three of them guys. You could put him, could be 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Olympic gold medalists, know. I think, too.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, he was part of that 84 team.
84, yep, he was 84.
Yep, with, you know, Evander Holyfield and the rest of these guys that just lit up amateur boxing then.
Other than Muhammad Ali, I think that my second favorite boxer that I watched growing up as a kid was Sugar Ray. Although, when I met Sugar Ray a little bit later in life, probably maybe around like 15 years ago, I was dating a gal, and Sugar Ray, I had my back turned, and Sugar Ray's kind of slick and slippery. He's like trying to move in on my girl. I'm like, "Sugar Ray, I know I can't fight you, but come on now. You can't do that to me." Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He's a good-looking cat. Yeah,
he's a character, too. He is a smooth character. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Tony G. Want to talk about, you know, Caleb Truex and Jamal James, who won his fight at the Armory this past Saturday. You're talking about a guy that's up and coming and on the rise. he's right there. He's getting close, I believe, to a title, a world title about or shot at one. I want your thoughts on that, but also a great event, a great golf tournament that we're going to talk about as well that's coming up on Saturday, August 3rd. We'll continue the conversation coming up next here on Late Night. All right, welcome back to Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We got boxing promoter Tony Grigelko. He is in studio hanging out with me. Tony G Presents. So whenever you see Tony G Presents, you know you got a great event coming up. Speaking of great events, we'll get back to the fight game here in a second, but do want to mention this. The first annual Minnesota Combative Sports Golf Tournament is coming up Saturday, August the 3rd at Majestic Oaks Golf Club. Tell me a little bit about that. I just gave you the where it's at. Give me the why.
Yeah. Well, so we were looking for an idea. So I'm part of the Centennial Wrestling Booster Club or Centennial Wrestling Association, and you know, I was looking for ways to fundraise, and of course, I'm part of the fight game. So mm-hmm. I was looking for a way to kind of combine the two, leverage the two, and so we came up with the Combative Sports Golf Minnesota Combative Sports Golf Hall golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea behind it is we're trying to raise some money for the Wrestling Association and raise some money for our boxing gym. We're going to be moving our gym from Coon Rapids to Blaine. There's a lot of incurred expenses, and we, you know, when you're dealing with a nonprofit and a small gym like our boxing gym, you know, it's important to try to reach out and really gain some momentum and some money on that.
No question about it. So it's taking place Saturday, August the 3rd. I mentioned a minute ago, Majestic Oaks Golf Club in Ham Lake. For more information, you can register online today at centennialwrestling.org. I'm going to be hanging out that day. Also, world champion Caleb Truex is going to be hanging out. And UFC Sean Sharp, who I met a few years ago. It's been a while since I've seen him. He's going to be hanging out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Four-man teams, $100 a golfer, $400 per team. The entry fee includes the balls, 18-hole scramble, cart, buffet dinner, silent auction. I mean, in a bunch of different contests. So we'd love to have you come support a great cause. Once again, it's the first annual Minnesota Combative Sports Golf Tournament, Saturday, August the 3rd at Majestic Oaks Golf Club in Ham Lake. For more information, please register online at centennialwrestling.org. So it's going to be a great day of golfing. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to support. I can't say that I'm going to get on the range and just be like, you know, out on the course and I'm hitting balls, but I'm going to go hang out with you guys, man, and have some fun that day.
I appreciate it, man. It's cool. We, Ricky Foggy, Minnesota gopher, great, probably the greatest quarterback.
Good friends, yeah.
Foggy's coming out to the event too. So, man, it's going to be slamming, man.
See, Ricky's going to try to take it all serious, right? He's going to think he's Tiger Woods out there all of a sudden. All right, so that's taking place. Let's get back to talking about boxing. And Jamal James has won on Saturday night at the Armory. And this kid he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's incredible. I'm a big Jamal James fan. I mean, I liken him to a 70s disco dancer with boxing gloves. Man, he's so slick in the ring. He's got this crazy funk to him. I don't know if there's a smoother cat in the ring right now in boxing today. I mean, you let this kid box, you can't beat him.
How close do you think that we are, though, to him getting a shot at a world title?
Yeah, well, I think you're going to see something real soon. I think he's right on the cusp of a big fight. I don't handle that part of his career. I don't really handle that. You know, that's the guys at Circle of Discipline, of course, Al Haymon, you know, and such. I think, you know, he's probably a fighter, maybe two away, but I mean, he's calling for it. He wants it. I just personally like to see a little bit more, maybe, you know, a top 10, see how he does, you know, gets a grinder, a top 10 type of guy. But I tell you what, this kid's going a long ways. This kid's spectacular.
When it comes to talents coming out of Minnesota, would you say that he's one of the best that you've seen in some years?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's like I said, this kid might be one of the best boxers in boxing today. You let him get his groove, he's tough to beat.
I hear you. Well, a guy that is, he's such a good dude, man, and I'm a big-time fan of his, and it's Caleb Truex. His next fight is coming up August the 31st at the Armory, and you said it last segment on Fox. Talk a little bit about the rematch between him and Peter Quinlan, because the first fight, well, it never really happened because in that first round, there was the headbutt, and it was a big, nasty gash, and they had to stop the fight. It was it was ruled no contest. Talk a little bit about them fighting on August 31st.
Sure. Well, you know, the hype on the fight, I mean, we've been talking about this fight for years. We, you know, Caleb went down. He had an opportunity to spar with Peter Quillen many years ago. He came out of camp, you know, basically putting a whooping on him, and the guys were handling the camps, all called me and said, listen, I mean, Caleb just put it down. You know, he's just tearing this boy up. We got to send him home. And so ever since that fight, we've been trying to put this fight together. And, you know, there's a lot of politics and movement and boxing, and we were never able to arrange it until recently, until this last fight.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, so we had a great camp. We had things going our direction. The night was a weird night, though. You know, the broadcast got delayed with the Mets game and the Braves, I think, or something. It was, you know, so we didn't even get into the ring until almost 12:30. The crowd was hyped up, but the crowd was getting tired out. We were there forever. So it made for an interesting night. Then when the bell finally rang, we went out. You know, they exchanged blows midway through the first round. We had a massive cut, and from there, it started bleeding, and it was terrible.
You know? Yeah, so and you had to stop it.
Yeah, we had. I mean, you know, situations like that, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. Nobody wants to see anybody get a cut that opens up to where it's unsealable. And you know, we have an opportunity now to do this thing again, and the hype and excitement is right back where it was at. You know, in fact, the tickets went on sale at the MNArmory.com, I think, on Saturday night. And mm-hmm. out of the gate, it's been hot. I mean, this everything's moving quick. Minnesota fans love Caleb Truex. So, you know, Minnesota people love Minnesota people.
Yep.
You know, and the excitement behind this next one is going to be fantastic.
It's going to be awesome. Make sure that you support Caleb and support the Armory and support Boxing Minnesota here. August 31st, make sure that you get those tickets now, and let's sell that bad boy out. All right, we got 2 minutes. 2 minutes left of the show, and well, Tony, he brought his entourage with him, okay? And he's got a couple of youngsters in here, his son Jack and his buddy Chase. And I didn't know that this was going to happen, but they're going to do something called Stump Henry. So they're going to stump me, and I'm sure that they're going to do a great job at it. But guys are going to – those guys are going to ask me a question. Is that what's going on here? What's going on here?
Yep, Stump the Henry. So we got Chase up close to the mic. We got Jack up close to the mic. Ask him the question, guys.
All right, ask me the question, guys.
What does WCCO stand for?
Ooh!
We knew we were going to get you on that one, boy.
Am I allowed to go to Wikipedia?
Nope.
We gotcha.
Would Chase... I have no idea. That's a great question. The call letters! I should know this.
You don't know
this? Yeah. It was great. They asked me when we were sitting outside there, you know, waiting to go on here. They asked me, "What does WCC stand for?" WCCO, and I was like, "Man, I don't know."
What you got, guys?
Washburn Crosby Company.
Washburn Crosby Company. Pretty awesome, eh?
That's a great job, man. That is
Stump the Henry.
Did you know this was coming?
I did not know that was coming, but we covered this on one of the first shows. I think we had a story, and we talked about this.
I clearly tuned you out.
Well,
I clearly tuned you out.
I talked to the guys from Hubbard, and they said this was covered in your orientation.
No. You mean intercom.
Oh, intercom. No, I apologize. Oh, intercom. Oh.
See, now I stumped you guys.
Oh, dang it. Now I got stumped. Stumped the Tony.
Hey, Tony G, man, that was awesome. Hey, Chase, Jack, I owe you guys one.
Hey, brother, have us back.
I appreciate it. Yes, we will absolutely do that.